This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, May 13th. Well, the cattle markets tried to find some stability last week, kind of struggled to do that, but we were down another dollar in the live cattle and feeders were up 47 cents. On Friday, we finally saw the market kind of catch and get a nice pretty sharp rally before fading into the close and closing about mid-range. But the feeder cattle were chopping sideways most of the day. We had the big push down on Monday, and that was, of course, following the report that we were slapping more Chinese tariffs, and everything kind of had a big push down on Monday. But the feeder cattle then paced sideways from that point. Live cattle managed to push down a little bit more, especially on the front months, but they too were basically just in a kind of a holding pattern. And then on Friday, we had a pretty sharp day up again early in the session, then it backed off a little bit as we came into the close. But it seems to me like the cattle market, and we've talked about this for the last, well, all last week, that we had some acceleration to the downside, an extended bear move, an acceleration to the downside late, and then we had that punctuated by a big push on Monday. That looked to be kind of a blow-off type of selling, kind of a washout type of trade, which is usually the cleanup kind of trade. And then the market kind of just paced sideways. So again, I think that that's probably going to turn out to be a significant low. The market should come back up. We obviously were extremely oversold. Market should come back up, test some breakout points, and we'll probably do it fairly quickly. And then I think you'll start that next leg down into late summer, early fall, where we find our major low. Fundamentals would suggest you still got quite a bit of work to do on the downside. There is certainly a bearish tone to this market, but being this oversold, markets will likely try to get some more of a bounce. Now, that could be tough to do today with the stock market down 340 as we speak, and it looks like more trade negotiation meltdown going on over the weekend. So it's not looking good on the export front for anything that we export or import from China anyway. Now, the cash trade last week was also under pressure. So for the second week in a row, we lost about $3 to $4 in the Fed trade. We're sitting around averaging 120. Dress trade looks like around 192, which is down 7 from the previous week. Box beef values were mixed on Friday. Choice down 136 at 221. Select up 38 at 207. The spreads at 1367. Movement 111 loads. So we've seen a fair amount of pressure in the box beef values, although the discounted prices have encouraged more movement. So we have been able to kind of step up the volume, but it has been on the discounted prices. So cash is under pressure. Feedlots are getting in better condition. The weights are going up and the numbers are still there. So it was kind of a combination we knew was going to happen, and it is happening, and we're seeing the cash respond to that. So again, you know, I would think, you know, a couple weeks in a row of pretty heavy cash pressure, we're probably going to stabilize here a little bit. I would think the board would get a little bit of a snapback, but I don't think the long-term trend has changed. We're still in a down market. We still have some more pressure coming at us through the summer. And I just would think the market will come up for air at least for a little while. So that's my take on the market. If we're lucky, we'll get a bounce to the upside, but I think that just sets the stage for one more push down as we try to wrap up this long-term trend and clean up record numbers on feed and weights that are increasing coming into the summer months when we tend to see demand drop as well. And our export markets are shaky at best. So it's going to be a tough road ahead, I think, for the next few months, not only for cattle and hogs, but the grains as well. You know, a lot of egg stuff is just peering down a pretty dark hole at this point, unless we can kind of get our act together and get these trade agreements put together and agreed on and get some trade going. It's going to back up a lot of product here in the United States, unfortunately. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.